Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
There. Is that going now? Okay, let's see.
Okay. We've got the video going. Now we need to start the audio.
Testing, one,
testing,
two, three.
Testing, here.
Hopefully it's being saved, though. I don't know if this is being saved. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, we're just... God, I wish I could have just explained.
You can't explain
it. It's fine. You're going... After this, you know the way you save them usually in the beginning? After this, you will save as... The way that you did before, okay? You're just doing it after, not before.
No, because it's file save, not save as.
Okay, whatever, file.
You act like you know everything, but you don't.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's just a funny thing to get, like, upset about.
I'm not upset. I just don't want to do a whole podcast, and we can't send it. Is that camera angle good?
No.
I like my hat a little tilted like that.
We're both doing some hats action today.
Yeah.
It's just because I'm lazy, and I didn't feel like doing my hair.
Well, it's because I like to do hats.
Okay.
All right.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know, but like, here's the problem with doing these videos.
What?
The first couple of videos were very funny.
They're all very funny.
Yeah, no, I know, but you know, the first two were extremely funny, but now we're trying to, chase that dragon or whatever, and we're concentrating more on the video than we are on the podcast. Putting out.
Can I just say one thing? We've never concentrated on the podcast ever. Putting the video there has actually made us better podcasters.
No, it hasn't.
Because you don't think so?
The knowledge that we, or I definitely used to put out, is now being tampered with a little.
How?
Because now I'm worried about a video.
Well, don't worry about it.
I mean, I'm not really worried about it. Like, you are more worried about it than me.
It's... The fact is that I had no reason to do this before.
Yeah, you did.
Now I could at least get some likes on it.
You do this because the people expect it. People look forward to this podcast. People
live for it. They're like,
I'm not saying they live for it, but they're
I'm not depressed enough. Let me get some My Wife Hates Me up in here.
The main, here's the things. I look forward to certain things, during this quarantine or pandemic or whatever you want to call it. And this brings not only happiness, but it brings enlightenment and knowledge to some of the listeners. They listen to this and they go, oh, yeah, he's right. They mainly say he's right. He's right. You see what I'm saying?
Do you think that's true?
I know it's true.
No, in your heart of hearts, do you think that's true?
Oh, yeah.
People side with you more than me?
Well, it's not a contest.
I know it's not a contest. I'm curious to know your...
Well, because here's the difference.
Do you really think that people are listening to this and being like, oh... I mean, I know there's some people that do, that they say like, oh, she's hard on Rich or whatever, but...
You're not hard. First of all, I like these people that say she's hard on me. Like, this shit is rough right here. I'm rough. So hard. This ain't hard. I mean, I used to smoke fucking crack.
Oh, my God. Not
addict.
This again. Go back to crack.
What? I didn't go back to crack.
No, you should. You're always talking about it. Oh,
no.
My God. Yesterday, I was on the phone with Annie Letterman. Of course, I can't have a phone call with him.
Go ahead.
And then you guys started talking about sobriety or whatever.
No, talking about these... stupid LA comics, not all of them, some of them.
They don't drink, but they smoke weed.
Yeah, but that's all they post on Instagram is like weed. Like big fucking deal.
Oh, they were, yeah, so that was what it was.
You know,
these comics are, think they're edgy by talking about weed. And you and Annie were kind of, you know, having fun, making fun of them. But then you started in on, like, again, with the, like, I did crack.
No, I didn't say I did crack. I'm saying, you know, like, it's like when you're in a club and these guys are, or people are drinking and they're, oh, and I've been sober and someone goes, boo or quitter. What the fuck? You going out on Saturday for a couple wine coolers or a couple beers? Don't fucking act like you're some fucking...
People have had to go to rehab because of wine coolers. You know,
yeah, well, alcohol,
true.
Yes. Alcohol is alcohol, but I'm just saying, don't, you know, boo, and then, you know, whatever, you know, people...
You're doing a podcast. Your whole game is that you communicate with hundreds, thousands of people, and yet when you go to say something, you're like, what are you trying to express? What is it that you want to say? You're tougher.
No, I'm
like,
not
when
tougher.
You bring
I'm
up the crack thing, what
I'm
is
not saying,
it?
Hey, first of all, freebase. Crack is just a name, and people go, oh, crack, like some street drug. I used to buy coke and cook it, okay? And sometimes I'd buy
it.
Okay,
but here
coke.
We go again with the, like, you're so proud of.
I'm not proud. I'm saying I didn't, like, if I was... If back then it was all social media, I wouldn't have been on there like doing Instagram fucking videos of me.
You would have. You 100% would have. You would have. You would have thought it was cool because you thought it.
No.
When you first started doing drugs,
I didn't think it was cool. No.
You thought it was cool. I'm sure you did.
I think you're stupid.
Okay. That's fair.
I'm just saying. Whatever. But and I don't even know how we got into this, but I'm saying the podcast.
Because you just started saying, like, she's not tough on me. I was a crackhead.
No, I
know. I had a lousy childhood. Nobody could be mean to me. I'm tough.
That. I didn't say
I got
that.
Quite an exterior.
I didn't say that. I'm in a tough business.
I did crack, but this won't crack.
Oh, is that your little bit? Hopefully they play that on the video.
See?
Oh.
Well, stop thinking about it. I'm not thinking about
yes,
it.
Yes, you are.
The only
I did crack. This won't crack. Oh, look at that one.
The only thing that I'm thinking about is to try to, like, have better posture. That's the only thing.
I'm surprised you didn't come down here with notes. I can't remember.
I want it all week long. I think of things. Dumb things that you do or say, and I go, oh, I gotta do that, and then I'm too lazy to go write it down. Or even the other day, I was like, just put it in your phone. We were watching a movie, and I was like, put it in your phone.
Oh, about Orson Welles?
Oh, about Orson Welles. We're watching that movie, Mank.
Yeah, on Netflix.
On Netflix. It helps to have a little bit of knowledge about movies from the 30s. Anyway, it starts with the whole thing. Well, first of all, black and white. You're like such a...
I knew it was black and white because I read a synopsis on it online.
Yeah, well, then why'd you go, harumph, black and white?
I didn't go, harumph? What the fuck are you talking about?
That's okay.
I didn't go, harumph.
Nobody really says harumph.
Oh, my God. This is so fucking stupid. It's really the dumbest thing. Go ahead.
Then you were like, wait, this is about Orson Welles.
Well, they wrote about it in the beginning. And I go, oh, it's about Orson
Welles. No, you did.
Yes.
Is that really what happened? Did you really say, oh, this is about Orson Welles?
Yeah. I said, yeah. This is because they wrote it. What did they write in the beginning of the movie?
They said Orson Welles was, you know, big deal and he could... Write his own ticket, basically. He could make any movie he wanted for any studio or something.
Yeah, so I knew.
So we hired this guy, Mank.
Who wrote Citizen Kane. Did he write Citizen Kane? Yeah, Citizen Kane.
You just watched the whole movie.
Yes. They wrote.
Ooh, movie reviews with Rich Voss. Okay, let's review that movie for us. Mank on Netflix, streaming now.
Well, the movie, I'm sure you know by now.
Communication.
Was in black and white, which I like that. It reminds me of the old time movies when we used to go to the movie house and
yes, sorry,
the movie house. And
we called it La Fiesta.
And you know, it wasn't the easiest to keep up with. I had to explain a lot of it to Bonnie, and who is a movie buff. And
by the way, I went out with a guy who,
oh brother,
was a director, and he made it his mission to tell me this is what girls have to put up with. Like, I had to watch Citizen Kane with him. Well,
you said you didn't watch it. You said you never saw it. Lie.
I mean, that's not true. I didn't say I never watched
it. Yes. When we sat down, I go,
I said, we should watch it. I didn't say I never watched it.
Whatever.
I said, we should watch it. Because I don't remember, but because he literally paused it every 2 seconds. I couldn't keep up. I couldn't understand the story because.
I never heard about this director. Was he famous?
Well, have I told you every date I've ever been on?
Is he famous? Well, obviously you were sitting in his house, so it was more than a date.
Was it possible he was sitting in my house?
No, because that place was a dump.
Well, we were in my dump. Okay. And not that place, a different place.
Yeah, well, anyhow, was he famous?
Anywho,
is he famous?
No.
Oh. So don't say he's a director.
Well, he directed all that stuff, but he explained why Citizen Kane
Francis Ford Coppola?
The greatest movie ever made.
Brian De Palma?
I don't want to say his name, but it rhymes with Spielberg.
Spielberg?
It's Spielberg. It's Ted Spielberg.
Spielberg. He was good.
No, but anyway, that's what guys do. They want to teach you. And so I did want to learn, but it got too overwhelming. It was like, it took hours and hours and hours. I fell asleep, I think.
Oh.
I offered to give him a BJ. That's how I just tried to get out of it. I was like, hey, you know what?
I'll go right to the dirty material.
Sorry.
Well, anyhow, so the movie, Gary Oldman is good in whatever he does.
He's fantastic.
I just said that. He's
yeah,
good.
I was adding my own. I was like not arguing. I was saying like,
I'm giving the review.
Oh, sorry. I forgot about that part.
The movie, you know what? He had so much clout for a writer. He was just a screenplay writer in L.A. back then. Like, he would, you know, I mean, he would talk to Mayer and Hearst and all these people. Like, you know, basically he didn't give a fuck about, you know, head of a studio of MGM, you know. And that's what I liked, that he did not give a fuck. But he was a full-blown alcoholic, too. So, anyhow, he was great.
This is the review?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this the New York Times review? It's long.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good. I try to get in-depth. I try to get deep. I get deep. And he carried the movie, I'm going to say. Gary Oldman carried the movie.
Got a little slightly slapstick at times.
I didn't see that.
What?
But
you didn't see when he was drunk and falling down? And
okay, whatever. It wasn't like a fucking old Chaplin movie. What I'm saying. And then the lady, the blonde haired lady, was very good in it, too. I was reading on Facebook. Brian,
look over here to, because you're like getting off camera.
Well, tilt the camera or something. I don't know. Brian Scolaro, comic, was giving reviews. Also online, if you, you know, he has MS and, you know, he's not working. So he's doing online, courses on acting and comedy and
stuff.
Oh,
he's giving them or
he's
taking them?
Yeah, he's giving them.
Oh.
He's been in a million fucking sitcoms, and
sheesh.
He's a good actor. He's been in a lot of stuff. So look him up, Brian Scolaro. Hopefully I'm saying it right.
No, you're not.
Brian Scolaro. He does audition classes, acting classes, comedy classes, and he's doing it online. And it's not even that much money. So take a look. Look him up. It's a little plug I'm throwing his way.
So I was doing with him a show in Atlantic City.
Yeah, the Brigada.
The Brigada. And the audience was just, I don't know why. I could never get them to, they were just like, mm-mm.
Maybe because you're you.
It's possible.
No, they're an old audience.
They're very old, and they were.
And you come out, you're so much younger and hipster.
No, stop.
You're like a hipster.
I think they were like, I don't know, but whatever it is, I know I'm a good comic. They were not having it. But anyway, I had to leave because I got another job, a better job in the middle of that. And so.
Oh, well, you got like a writing gig.
Yeah. So I didn't just bail out, but I was kind of happy that it was happening, that I didn't have to bomb there anymore. And then Brian Scalera wrote me an email saying, the girl they replaced you with, they hated even more. He goes, if you can believe it.
He didn't say that.
Yes. Yeah. And it was like,
maybe he was trying to be funny.
That is funny. I didn't feel that good.
It is funny. He goes, who did I replace you with?
I don't know. I don't even know who she was.
Well, look, I don't know. I'm giving my movie review, but I'm saying if you want acting online and acting lesson course on auditioning, acting, comedy, Brian Scalero.
Okay. That's
there you go. That's my little plug for him. That's, you know what? That's in life. Giving back. Just giving away. What?
I got to start like getting ready for these. It's like too much to try to.
Can you talk up? Your lines aren't moving.
I know.
All right. So it was a good movie. It was long. What was it, 2 hours and 40 minutes?
Is it longer than this review? Hard to believe.
Yep. Then we watched another movie last night with Tommy Lee Jones. Finally, he wasn't chasing somebody through the woods or trying to catch somebody like every fucking movie he's in. And he doesn't age at all, Tommy Lee Jones.
What? He's always been 75?
He looks the same. He doesn't look old. He looks maybe whatever, but
his face is like...
It's the same as it was.
It's attractive to me because in terms of like a character face, but it's fully lined. It's not like the kind of face where people say like, hey, it hasn't aged a bit.
He looks the same as he did when he was doing The Fugitive. He's got a million movies where he's chasing people through the woods. The Fugitive, then the one with Wesley Snipes, then the one with, what's that guy's name? It's weird. He was in Usual Suspects, and he talked funny in it. You know what I'm talking about. Benito.
Victor Sose?
No, Benito
Del Toro?
That's not his name.
I don't know.
Benito or something.
Listen, stop. I hate when people do this. It's a terrible trait. They can't think of something. Then when you offer something up, they act like you're dumb. You're dumb to begin with. You're the dumb one.
I'm dumb?
Well, you're talking about something. You fully went into a conversation knowing you didn't have all the names.
Benito something. Benito or Benito. You know who I'm talking about, right?
No.
Tall, dark. Don't try to be funny. You know. What's his name? Look it up.
No.
Just look it up.
I don't know.
He was in Usual Suspects.
Stop.
What?
It doesn't matter. B, that's like, you're like, I don't remember this guy's name. Hey, idiot, you don't remember his name? Help me out here, dum-dum. It's like, not fair. It's like, I said Benito Del Toro, which was, I guess, wrong.
Well, I mean, it's close. It's close. Look at my hat. Look at my hat. Don't I look like I'm in the Black Panther party?
Let's be honest. The rent-a-car industry is the definition of boring. And the reason can be found in the name itself. Rent-a-car? You don't want a friend. You want the friend. You don't want a job. You want the job. The is always over a. That's why we don't offer a car. We offer the car. Sixt, rent the car. Choose from our premium rental fleet at Sixt.com.
Like how they used to wear the hats, Eldridge Cleaver and Huey Newton and Bobby
Benicio
Seale.
Del Toro.
I told you.
Benicio Del Toro.
He's a good actor. But there was a movie where he was like an ex...
Here we go. Do you know what he was in the movie? Do you know what he was? A dumb dumb. You like can't think of what he was?
Yeah, it was like an ex-Navy SEAL or something.
I'm not saying dum-dum to you. I'm saying you're saying that to me. Do you get that?
Yeah. No.
You can't think of stuff, and then you turn to me. When I can't think of it, you say I'm dumb.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be Mrs. Movie. You're supposed to be like, I'm the director. I know everything. I read. You used to always read those magazines, the Hollywood, like Us. And that's all you did was read those magazines. What were the ones? Us? What's the other ones you used to read? Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Mm. Nah, you didn't read like Inquirer. You read the
When's the last time you saw me read one of those magazines?
I say used to.
I'm going to say like, what, 10 years ago?
No fucking way. Every time I went to the supermarket waiting online.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry that I've looked at a magazine in a supermarket.
Yeah, you picked
it
up.
What a horrible, disgusting person I am. Oh, God.
Change your ways. It is so hard. Oh, and last night we saw another movie, too.
Oh, boy. More movie.
Oh, last night was with Tommy Lee Jones, that movie. Yeah. What was I was talking about that movie, right? Was I?
How much help do you need? No. Like, what stage is this? Do you have, like...
I forget the other...
A parasite in your brain or something?
No, I have one on this podcast. I get so tired and...
Well, it's very hot down here. I don't know why we're...
Is the heat...
It's a sauna. We're both wearing hats.
Mine's tilted.
Okay, so what do you want to say?
That movie that movie was kind of
let's stupid.
Let's
not talk about movies. People haven't seen it. What are they getting out of this?
They'll get some knowledge and go, hey, I'll go look at it. I'll watch it.
I'm wondering how you're doing with the quarantine. It's been, what, like 27 months? How long have we been in quarantine?
I don't know, but I'm bouncing off a wall. It's like I will find a reason just to go to fucking ShopRite or Walmart.
You're like, does anybody want to go to Walmart?
You know.
Every day.
Not every day, but... You know, and
yeah, I get out of bed. I go, oh, okay, here's my day. Cleaning. Like, I always have to write something or do that shit. But then it's just like every other minute of my life is like, walk the dog, clean, go jogging. I mean, it's.
I know.
Walk the dog, clean, go jogging. Walk the dog, clean, go jogging. I clean so much, and it's like never clean.
There's nothing. Like, when it gets cold, at least when it's warm, I can go play golf or go outside or.
Yeah, but it's. The other day, you were like, this is a long winter. And I was like, it just started.
I know. This is fucking driving me nuts. You know, and then I got to start eating better because, you know, for a year we've been sitting around, not a year, but close, 8 months or whatever, just eating trash.
Well, it's the eating at night because before we used to be out doing stuff, working.
Yes. I
ate
better.
Now we still stay up until after midnight, but we eat like literally from 9 p.m. on.
It's crazy.
We're like, get a little snack for me. It's like the minute I sit on the couch, my stomach growls. Come on, get some chips over here.
Thank God I work out every day or else I'd be a fucking house. I mean, my upper body's getting fucking, you know, I'm getting big, but I gained. Oh, I had a dream last night that I weighed myself and I was 200 pounds. I go, no fucking way. In my dream. And
have you weighed yourself in real life?
No, I never did. How does that work?
Step on a scale. You get a scale. You know what a scale is?
Yes.
It's like it like tells you how heavy you are.
Yes.
Using a certain measurement, we've all been.
Is she coming down?
Uh oh.
She hasn't been on this.
Raina.
Just wanted to say that it's back snowing.
What's that?
It's snowing.
Yeah. It's snowing.
Come get on the podcast.
Come on. We're not even going to use this video because we're using the beginning. People haven't heard you in a while. Come up, talk and put your face in it.
Please don't put me in.
No, we're not going to.
Oh, my God.
Look who's back. It's been a while since you've been on.
Please don't put me in the video.
You got to speak into the mic.
I'm not speaking to the mic. I'm speaking to you.
Talk up.
Well, we're on a podcast, so if you want to speak to me, you have to do it into the microphone.
Yes. No, come here. I want to ask you some questions.
She doesn't want to do it.
I don't care. I mean, I do care. I'm not forcing my kid to do it.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yeah.
How's school going? normal. You get a lot of letters from teachers.
I got like two.
No, you get one every day. You don't sign in. You can't go to school. Even if you're doing online, you still got to get out of bed. You can't lay in bed and learn like that.
What's the difference?
You know, you're...
Maybe because you're not paying that much attention. Yesterday, you were watching TV and had your phone going at the same time.
That was home ec class.
First of all,
home ec doesn't matter.
It does matter, especially if you're a lady. Home ec
is... I came up with a good line, though.
What?
It's not especially if you're a lady. I said it's teaching you to concentrate as much as it's teaching you what it's teaching you.
I don't need to concentrate.
What the fuck was that?
You don't think that's true?
That's just stupid.
Come here, Raina. We can't hear you.
Teaches you to concentrate.
Even
on stuff.
You, like, how to cook.
Raina, come here.
What?
Raina, first of all, I woke up yesterday. I didn't wake up. I walk in the kitchen in the morning. And she gets these recipes off of TikTok. And she's making this
Bella
elaborate.
Hadid.
What's that?
No, Gigi.
Oh, Gigi Hadid.
What's that?
That's the recipe came from
Maybe
Gigi.
Oh, I thought it was like some fucking
one of the
Middle
Hadids.
Eastern cooks or something.
They're models.
Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm.
Middle Eastern models?
Well, I mean, they have their father, I believe, is.
Oh, are they hot?
Yes.
Well, they're models.
They're like... They were rich to begin with, don't worry.
And they're doing recipes on TikTok?
I guess so.
And Raina's, those are the ones she's copying. And she's like at 8, 9 in the morning. I go, what are you making? And she goes, pasta.
I like pasta.
She made pasta for herself and breakfast. That's fine. I think that's fine. What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? Because it's not a healthy... It's not a healthy way to live to start off your day eating pasta.
It's not?
I don't think so.
Why?
Would you rather me start off eating chips? Like,
well, why? You don't say, like, you don't go right to junk food. I mean, there is a middle ground. But I don't think, like, having a pancake is any better than having toast or...
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. Oh, you're aggressive about it, but yeah, really.
Bonnie makes... Tofu fake scrambled eggs.
Tofu scramble.
It tastes like anything.
Yeah, you know what? It's gross.
Who cares? No one's forcing you guys
to eat it. You said try it. It tastes just like eggs. Raina,
well, I said try it.
It doesn't taste at all. Are you leaving?
Yeah.
Bye.
She used to be good.
Pasta.
There's no taste whatsoever. Maybe if you add something.
I did add something to it. I added spices and it tasted good.
You probably could get those like powdered eggs.
And I had fake bacon yesterday and fake scrambled eggs and toast and it was really good.
You're convinced. You know what the problem is? Like you're so into this whole vegan thing, which is okay. It's, you know, it's a little... fatty.
You know what's interesting? Like people, I always get these articles and stuff that say, like, vegan, you know, it's bad for your bone health or whatever. And I just think, like, it's so weird. They'd be like, well, I guess I'll go against my morals. Like, what if, like, you found out, like, people who murder have better bone health? You'd be like, well, I guess I better murder. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a dumb thing to argue. Like, is any vegan like, well, I guess I better start eating animal carcass again?
Well, you don't eat meat because you're some animal activist.
I wouldn't say 100% that I started that way, but like it does affect. Like once you stop eating meat, you start seeing it differently. It seems
I don't eat meat.
Honestly, like when people post pictures of meat and stuff, and I'm not trying to judge people. I'm just telling you the honest truth about. The changes that I felt, because I never felt this way before. In fact, I used to think, like, don't eat meat or eat meat. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't bother me. But something has seeped in where when I see meat, people eating meat or being excited about eating meat, it seems like it's uncomfortable to me. I'm like, oh, they're so, I don't want to say it because everyone on listening eats meat. But.
Talk up.
I can't because I don't want to express myself fully on this topic, but I'm not trying to judge other people, but in my own mind, it seems wrong and gross. And if I was starving to death, and I thought about this a lot, I don't think I could do it at this point.
Yes, you could. You could eat a person if you were starving to death.
I might be able to eat a person, but I don't think I could eat an animal.
I haven't had red meat in over 30 years. Do you know how much how good a hamburger might taste right now, or a fucking...
Well, what? You didn't stop eating red meat because of any kind of... It was just stomach
health
issues.
No, I didn't have stomach issues 30 years. It was health. You know, I knew it was bad for your cholesterol. And I stopped eating veal even before 30 years ago because that was cruel, what I saw, that what they used to do. They used to tie little baby calves to stakes and they couldn't move.
I know.
That's fucking gross. That you tie a little calf so it can't move, so it's tender or something. It was fucking gross. So I stopped eating veal way before when I saw it. I didn't even know. We were driving past a farm. I was driving past a farm or something and going to work or doing a gig or something. I saw it and it was gross. So I stopped veal.
But then how come you don't, that doesn't translate into other kinds of...
Well, I just stopped eating. Listen, of course you don't want to see him slaughtering animals.
Well, I slaughtered animals growing up and I didn't have an issue with it. And I even said until just recently, I would be like, if I knew where the meat was coming from, I might still eat it. Like my family, you know, they don't butcher their own cattle anymore because they don't have cattle. But the neighbors, they go, you know, so it's like, they know the animal, like it's not just like processed in some fucking...
I mean, survival
shit factory.
Survival. Listen, if
but now I don't even think I could do that. Is my point?
I think, even though I don't have chicken or turkey, I think it's less cruel. You know, it's like fish. I'll eat fish. There's a lot of them. I don't know. I'll eat. And I barely eat fish because there's... I mean, I like, crab or shrimp, which a Jew's not supposed to eat anyhow because they're bottom feeders. You know, lobster. The best goddamn seafood.
Well, lobster and crabs and stuff to me is like... I've never liked it and I've always been grossed out eating it, but always seemed like... spiders of the sea, like that's what you're eating.
Alaskan king crab legs are fucking delicious. Disgusting. They're the best thing.
It's just soft, butter, right?
Soft shell crab.
Oh, you're amazing. Eating the entire crab. I'm not gonna do the joke, but that's disgusting.
One joke.
I have a joke where you eat the entire crab. A soft shell crab. Oh, you're supposed to be
I
have a pretty popular joke, but
it's popular
in my mind to me.
In soft shell crab's delicious. I like seafood. I'm not going to lie. Like, I like pasta with all the different seafoods in it. Da-da-da-da.
Is this what our podcast is now?
What?
Just talk about what foods we like. But it is hard. We're not going anywhere doing anything. Like, what are
What's going on? Is this not moving anymore?
Yeah, it's going. Don't worry about it.
No, let's stop. All right. That's enough.
Oh, my God. We didn't even get a clip.
Yeah, we got a clip. In the beginning, or at 16 minutes, just a clip.
Oh.
All right. Are you done? Is there anything else? You know what? I like to keep them short and sweet like this. I have no gigs to plug. I lost all of December. So this is not moving. Say goodbye. We're done.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. See you guys later. Thank you.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Hey, Meet the snack that has it all with 3 grams of fiber, 3 grams of plant-based protein, and real ingredients like nuts, fruit, and seeds for whatever your day has in store. Sierra Trail Bites, the nutrition-packed bites from Sunsweet.